Welcome to Do The Talk Podcast. This is your real estate podcast. It teaches regular people how to invest in real estate. If you would like to invest in real estate, you have come to the right place. My name is Ibrahim Ojeinde, and I am your host. My co-host is Amir Lawal. We are committed in making sure real estate investment is seamless as much as possible. We've always been saying this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. And I'm going to repeat it again. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme. But if you put in the work and be committed, real estate will take care of you. Hamed, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Ibrahim. It's another episode. It's going to be a very great episode today. So if you're indecisive of what to do when you have a real estate, property, land, and all that, make sure you stay tuned. Like Ibrahim said, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You will have to put in the work, you know. But we come here every week to educate and let you know that this is actually working. It's working for everybody. It's working for me. It's working for Ibrahim. And we are heading to that promised land, which is financial freedom. But before we dive into today's topic, I want to admonish you, our audience, please and please, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. You can see Ibrahim there begging. This is the only way that we can reach many people, right? And we want to get this information out because what you don't know, right? But once you know it, now it is more beneficial and you know what to do when issues like real estate or anything comes up that's kind of in the same field as real estate, as we always discuss every Friday. And that is why I'm begging, and Ibrahim as well is showing you hands over there, like, please follow us, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's even give you an opportunity to go back and rewatch our video, right? So having said that, another thing I want to point out is we choose to do this live because we want your input. We want you to come on and ask your question. We want you to be able to interact with us. So please, if you have any question, really any question, drop it in the chat, in the comment section, any means you can reach us on from YouTube. We are even on Instagram today. Please drop your comments there because we will be getting them live and we will be discussing it to you. So, today's topic is whether you should sell your real estate or you should hold it. What are the things you need to know for you to be able to make that decision? Ibrahim,
yes,
what
sir.
Do people need to know when it comes to selling or holding real estate?
Yes, that's a great question. I mean, I'm even wondering why we are going back to this kind of topic. This is 2024. You know where I'm getting to. This is 2024. All we are preaching here is financial freedom. How we can get to this promised land. I'm going to use a male word. How we can get to this promised land, which is financial freedom. We want to be financially independent. So I'm going to be a little biased because that's my personal opinion. And with this, it's not just opinion that is molded today. It's been something that I've learned throughout the years, and I've watched all the successful investors out there, what they have been doing. Okay. So that kind of molded my opinion, and I'm going straight to it right now. Whether you should sell or hold. The first thing that will come out of my mouth is you should hold your property. You should hold your investment property. Of course, there are exceptions, but I'm not going to dwell into that just yet. I want to go into the main one that I feel like it's going to get you to that financial freedom quicker, sooner as you would ever expect. I've mentioned this before. Work with real estate. Be dedicated. Be serious. Be focused. Be intentional for 10 years, and real estate will take care of you forever. Now, why would you hold? Why would you sell? The main reason why you have to hold your real estate investment, first of all, there's tax benefit. Okay? Second, there is appreciation. Third, it is tangible. When I say tangible, I mean it's just encouraging. When you see your property, like, okay, I have this. Okay, let me get more. But if you go ahead and sell everything, then what are you looking at? What is the motivation? Okay. Now, I've talked about taxes. I've talked about the equity. What about the generational wealth that it will create? Because your kids seeing you that you have 5, 10, 20 properties, they will benefit from it. You can put in a trust. I mean, we're not going to dwell into that, but there are different ways that this will come back to your generation. Like your kids, your grandkids and everything can positively benefit from all this just because you have structured that financial freedom, that asset that's going to rub on, positively impact all your generation. Let me dive into it a little bit more because I'm still just on the surface. Okay. Why do you want to hold it? Let's say you buy a property today, you purchase it for 150 grand or you 200,000. Okay. You put a good tenant into it. Of course, we don't recommend just buying property. You have to buy in a good location. You have to negotiate well. You have to make sure that property is going to yield a sufficient cash flow. We all know the interest rate is high right now, but there are different strategies that will fetch you a lot of cash flow and get you that financial freedom quicker and sooner than you ever think of. So, different strategy. I'm not going to dive into it, but I'm just going to mention it. There are long-term leases, there are short-term leases, there are middle-term leases. In that middle-term leasing, there is temporary housing, you know, like a corporate housing. So all that stuff, you just have to see which one will work for you, which one will give you the cash flow that you need to be financially independent. Then you walk your way backward and see, okay, how many properties do I need? Then you need 5, you need 3, you need 4, whatever you need to be financially independent. You work towards that. Now, let's say you want 4. And that means you have to have 4 properties or 5. Let's say you want 5, actually. You want 5. If you buy one and the next year you go out and sell it, that means now you need 5 again because you just sold one of it. So keeping them or keeping the one you have, it means you have less to worry, one less to worry about. Now, I mean, you only have to get 4 more to get to that financial independence or financial freedom. When you keep that property, the value will go up. You are getting cash flow from that property. That property becomes a leverage for you to get to that financial independence because, of course, you can refinance. Of course, you can do ELOC and cash money from that property. So, keeping it is the smartest thing to do when every condition is right. Because even when you need money, there are different ways to get that money without selling that property. Why would you sell when you know that same property will appreciate thousands of more dollars after 2, 3, 5, or 7 years? Okay. So my answer to this question is definitely keep the property. Keep the property. I'm going to let Ahmed go into the other side because there are some situations. You just have to sell it. Okay? And he will explain that to us alongside, you know, all the reasons why we should keep the property. Ahmed, so, I mean, I've answered some of the questions, which is I've explained some. Mainly, you know, that's what I see. That's what I've seen the expert and my own personal belief because I've benefited from it for not selling my property. And of course, I've sold one of my property before, and you know that. So what do you think on your side with your experience with real estate investments, with your property management experience? Because I keep saying this, if you want a good property manager that is going to guide you, of course, you have 1, you have 3, you have 5 properties. It doesn't matter. No matter how many you have, we have a property manager sitting right in front of you. So he's in a good position to tell us why you have to keep, or if there's any exception, the reason why you have to sell. He's going to give us that today. Ahmed, we can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you, Ibrahim, for giving us all the details about benefits of keeping your property. Sure. Keeping your property is, you mentioned something which is very, very true. A lot of people will not be able to relate to this, but you will be able to relate if you have a property. Driving by your property gives you joy. Yeah. Forget about cash flow. Forget about, I'm not saying you shouldn't look for cash flow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying forget about cash flow because I don't want you to look for cash flow. No. I'm not saying forget about equity because I don't want you to look for equity. No. But you jumping in your car and driving in the neighborhood where you have the property, and inside you thinking, oh, that is my property right there.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything of joy. It always gives me joy, at least at night. So it's always
fun. Same thing, bro. Same thing. I'm sorry for cutting you. Same thing. And that's, and it's a big motivation for you to get another one.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, major reason why we are all doing this, investing generally, forget about real estate, investing generally, the main reason why we people do it is because securing our financial future.
Yes.
Securing that, being able to maintain your lifestyle even while you are sleeping, right? And to be able to do that, you must be able to invest in an asset class or investment vehicle that is higher or surpass inflation. Real estate is one of the rare investment vehicle that always increase faster than inflation. That is a very vital point that I want you to note down. Another thing is, to be able to reach that financial freedom, you need an investment vehicle that is secure and increase faster than inflation. So while real estate can give you that, there are some circumstances that you just have to weigh your gain and see if it is really higher than what you are losing. What do I mean by that? So let's say you bought a property today. And another thing that I look for when I'm buying property is the growth of that area, the city. And all of a sudden, things happen, right? The growth started dropping. You want to get out of that area before you lose everything, because demand drives the price. So if the demand drop in that area, then you are left with nothing. You're probably going to lose on that house. So it's like that can make someone to sell their property when the demand drop. But this really happens. We all know it's really, really rare. Everybody remember the issue with Michigan a few years back, where all the industry just move out. And when money move out, people follow suit as well. When money move in, people follow suit as well. That is why we are kind of hammering this in on Do The Talk, that Indianapolis right now is the best place to be when it comes to real estate, because money are moving in. And people, we do what? We follow suit. When people follow suit, guess what will happen? Demand will go up. Price will rise. If you don't buy now, at that point, you will be like, oh, what have I done to myself? I should have bought when these guys are talking about it. So that is a very huge factor that I want to mention. When the population decrease, you want to assess your investment. And if it is kind of going in the direction that will hurt you down the line, you want to sell and get out of that place as quickly as possible before you lose your money. So that is a huge one. Another one is, before you do that, there are some other things you need to consider as well. When I get this money out, where am I putting it? So that is where 1030 comes in. You can easily move that money from that investment that you just sold and move it and do a 1031 exchange. Basically, you are moving that money and you are buying something of equal or more than what's bigger than what you just sold. That is the qualification for 1031, and you must do that within a month. So it's something that you've been seeing, okay, the market is dropping here. I need to move my money to where money is flowing to. So you can quickly do your research, find a house there, sell the one that you have and move that money. So you are literally not selling. You are just moving your investment to where it will have more value, more appreciation, and you can get more return on your investment. So that is very, very crucial. You don't just sell and just squander the money because you have put in a good plan by buying real estate. We don't advise you to sell and just go and squander the money. Another reason why people can consider selling, or you can consider selling, is if you buy in a bad neighborhood. So let's say you bought a property and you are planning to do middle term or short term renting. The neighbor do have HOA, and at the end of the day, you notice that the HOA rules doesn't allow you to do such strategy there.
Yes.
You might consider moving on, because what will happen is if you decide to keep it and put a long tenant in there, you might not get the type of return that you plan when you are buying this investment property. That is one. Secondly, you might even be losing money. You might not be making money at the end of everything, because your cash flow is the income minus the expenses that you have, which is mortgage, utility, all those other stuff. So if the long leasing in that area is not going to cover the expenses, then you will have to be coming out of pocket every month to do that. Starting maybe at some point, that might not be a bad idea, because now you already have so many investments that if one is dipping, actually move money from other places and fill it up, right? But starting up, doing that will hurt you. It will hurt you and it will put you in a bad situation. So that is why we always say cash flow is king. So buying in a bad neighborhood is another point why people can consider selling. Another thing is, instead of selling, why not consider a cash out refi? This is very, very good in a situation where you have a lot of equity in a house. And let's put it through all this, the above criteria that I already mentioned. Is this neighborhood still growing? If your answer is yes, is the neighborhood good for the strategy that you are doing? That two question is yes, then you don't need to sell. You can just do a cash out refinance and get your equity out of that house. Also, is the market increasing? Is the value of the house increasing? Is people moving into that area? That's one. The second one, is the neighborhood good for the kind of strategy you want to do? If you check those two boxes, then you might want to consider cash out refinance to buy another property. However, know that when you do a cash out refinance, you are resetting your mortgage. Now, that your mortgage might probably increase. It will increase. You want to make sure that your new mortgage is still covered. Your expenses are still covered. You don't just want to do a cash out refinance for a house that is bringing you cash flow and now you are cash flow negative. So these things are very tricky. It is more or less like a checkbox. You need to answer some certain questions for you to arrive at a very definitive as well as educative answer. Generally, it is not advisable to tell, because if the house is appreciating, your cash flow is coming in, the return you are getting is higher than inflation, why should you sell when your initial goal is moving towards financial freedom? These two criteria will get you there faster. But if you have to sell, these are the things that you need to check. If money is moving out, yes, definitely want to consider selling. Is the neighborhood in support of the strategy you want to do? If that is a no as well, you want to consider selling so that you don't end up losing more money in the long run. And you might want to consider cash out refinance if those two are yes. The neighborhood is growing, the neighborhood supports your strategy, then you might just do a cash out refinance. But while you are doing that, make sure your new mortgage is still going to be the return you will be getting on that house monthly is going to cover your expenses. So, Ibrahim,
yeah,
I know you have experience when it comes to bad neighbor. Do you have any addition in that regard? How that can really frustrate a owner? Because having a direct experience is different from saying it theory, right? What do you want to add to that?
Yes, I mean, you've said the major point, which is you just have to run when you see that the neighborhood is collapsing or the entire area is having an issue. I mean, we all know that there are some areas, there's always a crime going on there, and no area is pure, like that is totally out of harm, like, you know, where there's no one or two incidents. But we are talking about when there's a constant issue with serious crime, where shootings and robbery, burglary, and people oppressing one another, and a lot of reckless driving. And so all those fatal or critical incidents that can hurt your tenant or even your investment property, if a lot of people are running away from that area, you have to run as a landlord as well, because you don't want where your house would get depreciated just because of no economy activities going to that area. I mean, we always see in the news where they will say maybe Target is leaving this place, Walmart is leaving this area, Best Buy or Starbucks and all those. When all those companies are leaving, it is an indication that something is going on in that neighborhood. Like I just mentioned, because just Target is leaving doesn't mean the neighborhood is dead. But when you pay attention and you are seeing like a couple of companies are leaving, it means that area isn't that profitable for those kind of businesses. And what that tells you is that when those businesses leave, it's going to hurt that area. It's going to hurt the real estate in that area, because less people are going to be in that area. And when you have less people, you might create more properties, which is more demand. No, more supplies. Less people will create less demand. And when there is less demand, that will probably affect the monthly rent. It might not go up. It might just get stuck or actually depreciate, where you have to take less than what you plan to take as a rent just because you have less people making inquiry on your property. But we don't want you to get into that position. We don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are saying you have to move from that location and go to a better, thriving, fast-growing location. Buy property right there. You can do 1031 exchange. I may just mention that. Today, we are not really going to dive into that, like how do you do all that processes and everything. But it is a loophole where you can take the money you made, the exact money you made from the other property, and use it to buy another property without paying taxes. So you doing that, it's like you taking your investment to another location. So technically that isn't considered like a sale. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you're just shifting your business to a better and well-suited location that you know that place is going to, it's going to make your business thrive and you are moving there. So that's a great idea. Okay. So I want to talk about some situation that it's sometimes out of control, like out of that individual's control. One of them is divorce. It's very tough sometimes because when the divorce kicks in, everybody want to go their way. Even though they have like primary residence, they have investment property, the fact that, you know, they are married before acquiring this property. By law, all those assets is marital. So it means the male or the female can claim right to any of this property. Except some like a real occasion where there are some document that some lawyer, you know, lawyer can do all that where everybody knows what he or she's getting. But in general, when you are married and you acquire all these assets, it's marital. And the implication is that those properties, those assets can be in contention in the court. Now, people fall into this devastating or unforeseen issue where they have to sell their investment property or they have to sell their primary home. So in this kind of situation, if you are a good negotiator, you don't necessarily have to sell everything. If you know how to negotiate with your partner, you might be able to, okay, let's say you're supposed to sell five. You might be able to sell just two and let your partner take the money and go with two and you keep three. Or you sell three, you keep two, and you give your partner some of the money, and the rest you get from one, you try to work and save some money and buy more. Because the goal here is that you just don't want to lose it all if you don't have to. I know you want to settle your partner. However, there's no law that says you have to sell everything. What the real thing is that they want everybody to get their share and go away. If you can negotiate with that partner, you don't necessarily have to sell everything. Just sell what the minimum you have to sell to satisfy the partner and let that person go their way. And in that case, maybe the remaining two assets and try to improve on that, save money and acquire more. That way your business can get to the next level. So there are other ones. I mean, like if you are defaulted on your taxes, you haven't paid your foreclosures you haven't paid your HOA fee for a while, the HOA can take you to a court and they will try to get a court ruling or maybe injunction or whatever, I'm not a lawyer, whatever it's called, to get that property to an auction. They will try to auction your property. Now let's go to even the bank. The bank can try to foreclose your property. In this situation where you don't have any money with you, there's no way you can raise any cash, you might have to sell that investment property or you might have to sell that primary residence. When you sell it, though, you pay everyone, the bank, the HOA, or if it's just the HOA or the bank, settle them, and whatever is left, you can still reinvest that money. Do not give up. Don't say, oh, because now I'm facing some challenges, I have to just let it go and just, you don't have to do that. My point here is that sell, if you have to sell, try to negotiate and see how you have to sell if you have to, not when there's a way out. My own personal opinion is hold your property as long as you can. It is very important because it's very motivating, very, very impressive when you go to your investment property or your primary residence. I mean, you see the property. It's very motivational. You feel like, okay, you have to get another one, especially when investment is working for you. You put in the right strategy. You are killing it in the business. Be patient. Be consistent. That will get you more properties. More properties. Like we always say this, the real estate investment is not get rich quick scheme. You just have to be patient. Learn what is called delayed gratification. You make money, of course, but it might not be as huge if you are doing a long-term leasing. However, there are other benefits that you have to keep in mind. You have tax benefit. Your house is appreciating. So your debt is going down. However, your equity is going up. So it doesn't even make sense to sell when you don't have to sell. It's like someone else is paying your debt. You are getting some cash flow. Your debt is going down as a result of someone else paying the debt. And your house is appreciating. So why would you sell it? Or when you are default on your property taxes or HOA bills. If there's any way to raise money, raise that money and pay. Don't sell that property. If you have to sell it, when you sell it, reinvest that money into real estate. The fact that you're into trouble does not mean everything is over or that there's no opportunity for you out there. No, there is. You probably didn't do your homework right the first time. But then what happened to you, what just happened to you is a way for you to get better in that real estate investment. It's going to open more doors for you because now you've seen the error. Now you know how to fix it next time. So my answer all day is to hold your investment property because there's no reason to sell it. Even in a divorce situation, I mentioned that. You can negotiate with that partner where if you have 5 houses, you can negotiate where you sell 2 houses or you can sell 3 out of 5. But here's the thing. Now, because it's 5, so it's like 2-2. Now, one that is mostly in contention, which is the one to make it 50-50, you can sell that, give that partner their share, take that money that is left, which is your share, and reinvest in real estate. Now, you technically, that means you have 3 houses now. Of course, you have 4-5 before, but you have that 5 with someone else. You had that 5 with someone else, but now you have 3 just for you. And I'm saying this is the, it's like a worst case scenario. There's always a way to negotiate where you don't have to sell those 5 and you and your partner will be fine, where you might make some arrangements where you pay that partner some amount of money every month. A lot of people don't even think about that. When they are running to divorce, they just go straight up and sell their property. No, you don't have to. If you can negotiate with that person, you make arrangement, you are dedicated to that arrangement, you are committed to it, you pay that partner some amount of money every month, you don't have to sell that property because the court is not necessarily there to tell you to sell your property. The court will ask you, is there any property in contention? If you and that person say yes, okay, the court will also give you a room to see if you guys can work something out. The judge will not just say, hey, go sell your house. No, they don't do that. So you might have to call your partner and say, hey, I can give you some amounts or some money. We're going to make sure this works for us. And you make an arrangement with a lawyer. You pay some amount every month. You still have that asset. It's producing cash flow. You might have to change your exit strategy, though, because let's say you do a long-term leasing. Now you might have to switch to middle term because you want more cash flow so you can put from. So you can settle your partner. That way, a property. And this is real page. This is not something I really want to dwell too much into because divorce, we don't preach divorce here. We don't. So I'm just saying, like, there's always a way. If you go out, get advice from people who is very knowledgeable about real estate, there's always a way to negotiate in real estate. So let's go to where something happened, your HOA you couldn't pay, or your bank, you didn't pay your mortgage. There's always a way out on that too. Just make sure you do what you have to do so you can keep those properties. Because keeping it, it's very beneficial. It's going to help you succeed in real, because it's like a motivation to you when you see those properties. It is a big leverage for you because you can use that to get funding for the next property. I mean, you said it talked about loan. You can get a loan with it. So there's no need. You just have to learn or communicate, ask questions, try to see how you can get better in this real estate business because you even thinking about selling it, it means there's something going on. And it might not necessarily be divorce or late payment or default or payment and all that stuff. It might not even be the environment. It might be you not doing it right. We said it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. What we are trying to tell you is that it involves some kind of strategies. It involves dedication. It involves you being committed. It involves you being active, like really know what you're doing. But the goodness, here's the goodness. You don't necessarily have to carry all the burden on yourself. You can actually get a property manager that will take care of that property or those properties for you, depending on how many you have. And that property manager will make sure things are running right. All you have to do is just talk to the property manager maybe every 2 weeks or every week just to make sure things are going well. That's it. You don't have to worry about, okay, this, that. No. If there's something going on, the property manager will reach out to you. So you are getting cash flow without worrying about the headache. Or if anything, it's going to be minimal headache. That is if there's any. So it's no brainer, guys. There is nothing like real estate investment because you can see your property. You can feel it. You can point at it. And an individual cannot crash. Like, I don't mean like lawsuit. I'm talking about somebody, you know, like stock, bond, all those stuff where, for example, if Elon Musk says something today about your company, I mean, negatively, it might crash your, like your stock. If the former president says something about your business, it might affect your business. But property, a house, it's not something that just if somebody says something, it will just crash it easy. No, because the way it is, it's very complex. Real estate, even when the economy is down, you choose your price. You choose what you want to rent it for. If real estate should crash today, believe me, almost all that kind of asset, all that kind of investment, they've already crashed, like crashed a long time ago. Because real estate involves a lot of people depend on it. The city, the state, even the federal government depend on it. If there's a crash here in Indiana and the whole real estate is dead or crash, it's going to affect the police. It's going to affect the EMS. It's going to affect the fire service. It's going to affect the city themselves. They use property taxes to run the city. So do you think any government will let that happen when they know it's going to crush the city economy? No. I'm not saying mistake one cannot happen or something so devastating like COVID. Like those are exceptional incidents. Those are incidents that it's really hard to foresee or control. But when we talk about the normal day-to-day economy activity, normal policy and everything, the government will protect real estate as much as they can because they know it's a bedrock, a solid source of funding for the county, for the city, for the state. That's why they don't joke. If you don't pay your property taxes, the city don't joke with that. The city does not joke with that. If you don't pay your property taxes, you'll be in trouble. So, what are we saying here? There's always a way out. Try to find a way out before even thinking about selling the property. There you go. You have a property manager here sitting in front of you. Okay, talk to him. See how you can do it, you know. Your business not going well because you have a tenant, they're not paying their bills. I mean, this is something that happens all the time. Tenant is not paying. Tenant is messing up my property. Tenant lease is going to expire next month. Now he's telling you he would like to renew the lease, but he's not paying up. Or it doesn't follow the rules. The neighbors are complaining. Reach out to the property manager because they're going to structure a work. That tenant might have to leave that property and you get a tenant that will pay up on time. Get that headache off yourself because now, because of the stress, now you are thinking you want to sell it. Selling it is not the solution. Rather, you should look for someone that is knowledgeable in that because that's what property manager, that's what they do. That's their job. Property managers, that's what they focus on. So, call Ahmed. He's going to show you how to get out of that mess. Probably show you a way you can get more cash flow. Because there are a lot of strategies, guys. And do that, you realize you get more cash flow, you get a better tenant. The headache is kind of cut off. Like, all you have to wait for is him calling you, telling you the great news. Like, oh, today we got this, you got that. You're getting your money. Your money is going to be sent to your account. Now you don't have to worry about selling anymore because the problem, the underlying problem has been solved. You're getting equity just like anyone else. Just because you keep that property, you didn't sell it, which is a great idea, which is what we want you to do. Forget about the tenant headache. All you have to do is to reach out to someone who can help you. Do not sell your property if you don't have to. And even those rare occasions that you have to sell, still reach out to a property manager. Reach out to a real estate investor, a good one, of course. Let them teach you how you can avoid, if there's a way you can do it where you don't have to sell that property. Explore those routes before selling it. But of course, if you have to sell it, that's fine. If there's no other way out, yeah, sure. But we know there are a lot of incidents out there that can be avoided. A lot of sales out there that you can actually reach out to a property manager and they'll put you in the right path and you don't have to sell your property and you get enough cash flow and everything is going well and your house, you know, keep going up. Ahmed, so I just mentioned it, you know, some people, they have just won and the tenant is so bad and it's just frustrating them. And now they are thinking they just have to sell it. And this property is in a good area. This property is in a good condition. This property is doing well. But of course, this person does not know about a way to actually generate more income or cash flow, I should say. A way to get a better tenant. Because this person, what all he or she has to do is to post it on Facebook and somebody rent the house. And now this person is not paying. This person just damaged the property, smoke everywhere, all that stuff. I glanced over it, but I would like you to give us more because you're a property manager. I want people to know that people that are hearing us today, that there's a way out if they reach out to people that can help them. What can you add to that, Ahmed? Because there are a lot of people out there that are frustrated and they want to sell their house just because they are on the wrong side of it.
Thank you, Ibrahim. It's a really good thing to know that we have a very rare and expert. I call it rare. I always call you really a unicorn agent because it is very, very rare. Honestly, it is very, very rare to see a real estate agent that is actually investing as well. A lot of real estate agents tell you to come and buy your dream home. They don't even have the experience what it feels like to buy their own dream home. So you are a blessing to our community and I pray we see you for much more longer than this. So to answer your question, it can be very, very frustrating to be on that side of the house, especially when you take your hard-earned money and invest it in real estate where everybody is saying, oh, real estate is lucrative. Real estate give you good return. You can use real estate to file on your taxes. You know, people are telling you all these good jazz about real estate and you actually take an action to buy one. And on the long run, you end up on the wrong aisle. So that is very, very frustrating. And which is why ASIO Property was created. It was created from the other people's pain. So it's just coming to assistance with them. So people don't know what we don't know, including myself. But the only way to know is to actually seek for the knowledge.
Yes.
That is the only way to know. Or you pay someone that knows to teach you. Or to even do it for you if you don't want to deal with it at all. Just add sources. So that is why I always tell people, you don't have to know everything in real estate before you start. All you need to know is the right people that can get you to where you want to go and ask them a bunch of questions. Just keep asking questions. Those knowledge you think you lack will automatically come because now you are leveraging, you are exploring other people's knowledge. So what I would say to people like that is ask questions and talk to people that can help. Talk to property manager, talk to real estate agents. Ibrahim definitely know the resources that you need, and he will be able to point you in the right direction. So that is why I mentioned real estate agents, because real estate agents work with lender, they work with property manager, they work with appraiser. They know everything. That is what they are trained to do. That is the kind of value they bring to our community. So I would say ask the right question. Even it one thing that we people don't take much advantage of is free stuff. I will come walk your house free. I will tell you what you need free. Most property manager will do the same. I will tell you what the market rents will go for. I will tell you what best strategy I think. What will be the second best strategy? What will be the third best strategy? What will be the last strategy to do? So it's free. But if you don't pick up your phone and ask, I don't know. You told me this last year, Ibrahim, that if I don't get out there and tell people what I do, nobody will know.
Yeah.
The same thing here, right? We are on this platform, we are talking, we are educating people, we are sharing our knowledge, we are open for questions. We are doing this to get people to realize that we have something that they might need, right? The same way, anybody that is having a problem needs to speak up.
Yes.
I always tell people, it is hard. I've been there before. But one thing that you will never see me do is I will have a problem now and I will keep my mouth shut. No. I will tell everybody, even if you don't need to know, why am I doing that? Because what I've learned is I've always find a solution from the least expected person.
Yes.
I had a lady call me last year and it's like, Ahmed, it's been a while. I just want to check up on you and blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? I said, man, what I was thinking in my head that is bothering my mind, I just split it out. And she's like, oh, have you talked to this person? She sent me the contact. Guess what? That person solved my problem for me.
Great.
So you need to speak up. And if you are taking action and it's not working for you, you might want to go back to people that ask you to take that action and ask them, what am I doing wrong? Can you guys educate me? Can you help me do it? Show me. Now I can learn. So these things, they are really, really big when it comes to putting people out of their dilemma, taking them out of what is painful for them. So it is very, very crucial for us to speak up. When you say what you need, that is how I can come up with a solution. Even though I don't have a solution, I will probably call you like, hey, I know Ibrahim do this. Let me call him up. We jump on a meeting yesterday. The first thing I ask is a question, right? That question is not for me. I'm asking it on behalf of someone else. But they don't reach out to me and ask me, I don't know. Right?
Yep.
So it's very, very important that we speak up so that people can actually come up with a solution that will fit us. Also, if you want to buy a house in Indianapolis today, I would tell you go to IB Realtors. IB Realtors is actually a brokerage right now. If you don't know, I'm just telling you. Okay. I would say go to IB Realtors because, you know, I always tell people, put your money where your mouth is. These guys are doing it. They are actively doing it. So there's no problem, actually, that you can run into when it comes to buying your investment property, buying your dream home, first, second, third house, that this guy has not seen before. If he cannot fix it directly, he knows people that can actually solve it. So really, guys, you want to work with, and there's nothing bad in just picking your phone up and call Ibrahim.
Sure.
There's absolutely nothing bad. Hey, I just have a question about this. He will never say no to you. That is it. So there's nothing wrong about just pick up your phone and dial Ibrahim's number, dial my number, dial people's number, because that is the only way you can get an answer to what is pointing you to selling your house. If selling, don't get me wrong, if selling is your best bet, I'll be the first one to tell you, you go and sell it right now. Because I don't want your investment to go down the rail. I don't want your investment to just go south and you losing money. That's not the goal. The goal is for everybody to be able to tap into these resources and become a millionaire, become a trillionaire, become a billionaire, right? So call Ibrahim. If he don't, I can guarantee you he knows someone that can solve your problem if he cannot solve it directly. Because if you're asking Ibrahim about property management question, you don't do it. But if you know someone that can help. If you're asking Ibrahim, okay, my roof is like leaking, he probably won't be able to help you directly, but he knows people that can help you. That is why real estate agents, real estate creators are there for you to be able to point you into the right direction, to be able to help you solve that problem. I know of a person that have a house and they want to rent it. They posted it on status. You know, that is very, very funny. And yeah, it's really, really good to seek knowledge and really, really good to actually reach out to people that can help you. Ibrahim, we are coming on top of the hour.
Yes. I'm going to call you out. Forgive me. But you didn't want to mention how impactful you have been since the 7 to 8 months that you started your company, like you fully started taking people, because you normally manage your property yourself. Yeah. Now you started making impact in other investors' lives, and I know you've helped a lot of people that they are managing their property themselves. They couldn't get enough cash flow. They barely even get a tenant. But you help them, now they are making money. It is very commendable. Azio Property will push, they will get you that cash flow that you are dreaming of. You just have to work with them, because they will tell you what will work for you. Because every house has, it might be 2 rooms, 3 rooms, 4 rooms, 5 rooms, whatever it is. That location, is there HOA restriction? Is there this, is there that? They will educate you on how to get that done. I was expecting Ahmed to really tell us, okay, oh yeah, I just helped somebody so much. Oh, I just did this for another client, because I know that's what he has been doing when he went fully officially with Azio Properties. And personally, I know someone that he has helped. This person barely even have a tenant, but now the person is making money. And a lot of great investors are reaching out to him now because they believe in his company, because all he's been doing is taking all the burden from you, his company, because of course the structures are there. So he doesn't see it as anything. When you have the structure, when you are passionate about something, you don't see it as work. To him, he's like, okay, that's my job. He doesn't see it as anything. So why don't you just take that burden that is the tenants, all the issue that you are facing, or even you're not getting enough cash flow, why don't you reach out to him? Let him take off this burden from you. Let him tell you a way out, because there's always a way out. Different strategy, different neighborhood, in different neighborhood, different situation, in different property. Of course, if you don't have money to go to this strategy, he will tell you another strategy.
Absolutely.
You just have to be consistent, reach out to him, open up, let him know your situation, and he will tell you what kind of strategy you can do in that area to maximize your profit. It's one thing to be making $200, $300 on the investment property versus the same house, the same size, but this other person is making $700, $800, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 profit. So there are different situations. Of course, I'm not preaching here that you are going to, if you call a man, you're going to make $1 million. No, that's not the point. The point is, it's going to maximize the profit for you in that neighborhood, in your situation, because every house, every location is different. But he knows better. He can tell you what you can get in this. And I bet you are going to make more than what you are making right now.
Absolutely.
I can guarantee that. And another thing is, you see that headache of, this tenant is not paying? That's their job. They know how to screen tenant. they know how to let Tenna go. If the Tenna has to go, he has to go. Then you put in someone who is more reliable, someone who's going to keep the business running. So guys, don't sleep on this. If you have a property right now that is giving you a headache just because it's not running right, like you're not getting enough cash flow, what you are getting is so, or you spend a lot of it, you know, on repairs and everything, you might need to re-strategize. Reach out to Azio Property. It's right here in front of us, Ahmed. Reach out to him. Ahmed, if they want to reach out to you, because, you know, we've said all this, but they still need a way to get in touch with you and be able to sit with you and explain their situation. And I'm pretty sure you're going to find them a good resolution, a good answer to their problem. How can they reach out to you?
Yeah, the best and the fastest way to reach out to me is in my Instagram DM official, Ahmed Lawal. That's my Instagram handle on the screen. The second fastest way is actually to shoot me a text.
Okay.
On 317-689-7075. Ibrahim, people want to reach out to you as well. How can they reach you?
Yeah, they can call me, you know, at 317-728-0213 or DM me IB Realtors and I'll get back to you. Anything concerning real estate, we'll find a way out. I mean,
absolutely.
Just reach out. All right, guys. Thank you. We are at the top of the hour now. It's time to end the show. And we want to appreciate you guys for coming or for tuning in. For those of you that are tuning in and tuning out, we know you are here. We know you are learning. Just, you know, we would like you to subscribe to our channel. It's free. We really appreciate your support. It's okay. You can watch when you are less busy. I know we know everyone is busy right now. But whenever you, after you watch, leave comment, like, subscribe. It is free. Please help grow our channel. And we are dedicated to keep coming back every Friday. Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have all these recordings, all the podcasts we do live. Also, you can listen to them. If you cannot watch the video, that's fine. You can actually listen to them on the go while you are driving, while you are at work, whatever you are, on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, any of your favorite podcasts, we are on there. Just search for Do The Talk and you will be able to see and listen to our podcast. Ibrahim, until next week, guys. See you guys.
Thank you, guys.